Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf. You got my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Tons to talk about in the sports world, Mike Wilson. We have the college football playoff. And man, oh man, I got one word to say so far. Disappointing, baby. Unbelievable. The games have not been much of a game. It's been a, far as I'm concerned, it's been a disaster of a first playoff run with the new system of 12 teams. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson, to get your thoughts and your opinions, my friend. And obviously, only a minute or two before the break, but I'm disappointed. What say you?
Well, look, I mean, there's been blowouts in the Super Bowl. There's blowouts in the World Series. There's sweeps in the NBA Finals. There's blowouts in the first round of the NCAA tournament. This is the first go-around with this. It's going to get tweaked a little bit. But yes, it has on a disappointing scale of how the games are. Yeah, it's been disappointing.
I think they got to have neutral sites, my friend, going and playing at other teams' home field is absolutely too much of a disadvantage for the teams that are coming in there. It should be a little bit more neutral, in my humble opinion. We got to take a break. We do have John Poulter coming, not the next segment, but the 8:25 segment, so we can get into this a little bit, Mike Wilson. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games. The first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. Presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here. Distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
And Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, bro. Okay, so I do want to break down these college games that we saw so far. And then next segment, we are going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Hopefully we can jam in some Major League Baseball because there's things happening there, obviously. And then hopefully we can jam in some NHL hockey with John on the other side of this break. I do want to get into this, though, because it started on Friday night with Notre Dame and Indiana. And I got to tell you, my friend, I just got to tell you, I was watching a lot of the college game day stuff, and I don't know if you caught it. I don't know how much you did catch, if you did catch any, but this Indiana coach, this head coach, look, man, I understand that he's changing the culture there, and he made a hell of a splash this season. But dude is talking all kinds of smack, man. And then you get smacked. I'm sorry, bro. But look, certain things held true. And I don't know if you caught this part of the show, but they were talking about, you know, how they really didn't beat anybody. And he says, well, we beat so-and-so. Right. Says, we don't just beat them. We beat the living. Excuse me, I can't say it. But dude actually swore on national TV. Then he got Nick Saban to swear a little bit on national TV by saying, look, you learned everything from me, but you didn't learn this part of talking that you do from me. So, look, Notre Dame, better football team, my friend. They went out there. They did what they were supposed to do. Indiana, great season. I'm not taking anything away from them, Mike, but I think it's fair to say now Indiana was over freaking rated. And when you don't play anybody throughout the season and you have to go play some big dogs, well, you know what? You might be in some big trouble and it might be a world of hurt for your football team. And that, to me, is what Indiana experienced against Notre Dame. Yeah. What say you?
No, look, the Indiana coach, yeah, he came in with gangbusters. I mean, the first press conference or the first thing that he did at Indiana was – Purdue sucks. Michigan sucks. Ohio, you know, he goes through that whole thing, and I'm like, hold up, this is Indiana. Like, Indiana hasn't done anything ever in college football in the modern era. Slow your roll. Slow down. And then they get a gift from the Big Ten in terms of their schedule. The yep. one time they got to go play a big dog, they got to go to the Horseshoe and play Ohio State. Yep. We all know what happened, and we all know what happened there. I think, you know, down the road at some point, these unbalanced schedules that these conferences put together does a detriment to these teams that have a great season like Indiana does, where everybody be like, okay, yeah, you're what, 11-1, 10-0 at some point, 9-0 at some point, but you take a look at, oh, you played Nebraska,
yeah,
oh, you played Minnesota, like you're not playing the big dogs. And then, like I said, the one chance you get to play a big dog, like you literally kind of get rolled, by Ohio State. So, you know, with the Indiana coach, yeah, he does need to kind of take in a little bit of, okay, this is what, we were dealt. This is what we have to do. But let's not sit there and go, well, we beat so, like you said, that, you know, he was saying, and I saw it, you know, we beat so-and-so by this, or we beat so-and-so by that. Yeah, but you still didn't beat anybody.
Right.
And I think, and I think, you know, when we looked at SMU on Saturday afternoon, that was almost, same thing. It was almost embarrassing to watch that.
Right.
But to your point, I am there with you. I think, in terms of these first round games, you gotta go neutral sites, because you're asking these teams a lot. And this year it was, you know, teams from the South that play in warm air, warm weather
yeah.
to go play in, you know, game time temperature at Penn State yesterday was like 25 degrees.
Right.
That plays a factor. People are like, well, you just got to step up. It's not that easy. Okay. And I saw this stat yesterday, Andy, that just kind of blew me away in terms of temperature and SMU. SMU's average game time temperature was 72 degrees for SMU. And they step in at Penn State, and it's 25 with like a 25-mile-an-hour wind. You know, that, I mean, that's for anybody, that's cold. But for a team coming from warm weather, that's just downright, it's almost unfair
yeah.
that they have to deal with something like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they come from Texas, somewhere in Texas, obviously, in a little bit warmer climate. But here's what I want to get to, okay? At the end of the day, okay, 27-17, Notre Dame beats Indiana, and it wasn't that close.
Right.
SMU 38-10, and that's what the game was. It wasn't close.
Right.
Ohio State 42-17. Again, that it never really got close. Yeah, it was 21-10 at one point, but it really wasn't close. The only game that was a little bit interesting was Clemson and Texas, and then Tech Texas runs off that big run to get the separation once again. Right. But, you know, look, I think that with everything, there's going to be tweaks made. And I think the biggest tweak for this first round is, I'm sorry, and I understand rewarding teams with the home game, but I also understand rewarding both teams with a neutral game, Mike. I think when you get to this point in the season, we want it as fair as possible. I'm sorry, but like whether we like the bowl season or not, what makes the bowl season somewhat fair is that teams travel to other places and then their teams' followings go to those places. Not as easy to do when you're trying to do that on a college university campus. You just can't do it as well. So I think in a lot of ways, look, this first time around, it's a learning experience. There's a learning curve, okay? And I would expect that if it doesn't happen next season, season three of this, there will be neutral games, neutral sites. And quite frankly, man, I don't understand why they didn't just do it that way in the first place. You put them at the Peach Bowl, you put them at the Rose Bowl. You get what I'm saying, right? Like, why not do that? Right. Why not use those facilities that you have at your disposal? So I think in a lot of ways, look, kudos for getting a 12-team playoff, but then at the same point, I don't like the way that it's being rolled out because it seems to be an unfair advantage for these home teams to go out there and absolutely dismantle these other teams that had great seasons. And I don't know if it's because the competition isn't quite up to snuff, or if it's just the fact that they had to go and play in such unfair conditions. So I think it's somewhere in the middle. We got to take a break. On the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We got to get a little baseball. We got to get a little hockey in there. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and now we've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, to join us. And I'm going to start this segment a little bit somber, fellas. Unfortunately, Ricky Henderson passed away, and I loved watching this guy play. Honestly, one of my favorite players to ever watch professionally in any sport. This guy was the king of the bases, man. He was all that in a bag of chips. And I don't want to start this on a somber note, but I have to, because to me he was the king. He was the greatest base stealer that I've ever seen, probably will ever see, and honestly just an incredible, amazing athlete that we saw in our lifetime. John, welcome to the program. I don't want to, like I said, it's hard to start it this way, but fortunately and unfortunately, this man was great, and now we need to talk about his greatness when he's no longer around. And thank you for joining us this morning too, John. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Always my pleasure to join you guys and talk about sports. And yeah, it's kind of sad to see a guy. He was only 65 years old, which is really a jolt when you sit and think about it.
Yep.
You know, you always think of an athlete being in pretty good shape in this day and age. A little bit different in the Babe Ruth days, but in this day and age, you think of an athlete being in good shape. You don't expect a guy that was a prime baseball player to be dead at age 65. But unfortunately, Ricky Henderson is passed on at age 65, and yeah, talk about a guy who dominated a decade in any one particular sport, in any one particular category, and it's Ricky Henderson. The 80s were basically his decade. The most ever stolen bases, I believe it's 1,406 stolen bases, which of course is a major league record. Amazing stat when you think about it. Who's second on the list? Lou Brock, the guy whose record he broke. And Brock stole 938. So, in other words, nobody is within 468 stolen bases of Ricky Henderson.
And
to put it into, you know, to put it into greater perspective, in a game today where there's a lot of running and base stealing is easier, the active leader in steals heading into the 2025 season is Starling Marte, who is more than 1,000 steals behind Ricky at 354. That, to me, is the most amazing stat of them all. And you add to that the fact that he led off a ball game 81 times in his career with a home run. That tells you this guy was more than a threat on the base pass.
Yeah, an incredibly special baseball player throughout our time that we got to see. Mike, anything that you want to say about Ricky?
Well, look, I mean, Ricky, to me, was the same as it was for you, Andy and John, I'm sure. He was appointment television. He made you just focus on every kind of at bat that he had. The confidence that he had, and people will debate whether it was confidence or cockiness, it was kind of enduring to an extent, and people kind of liked it, and I did. And you know, John, my question for you is, you know, he obviously spent some time in Toronto playing. Do you have like a memory from when he was with Toronto that that's kind of sticks with you, that's maybe like your favorite memory of Ricky Anderson in Toronto?
Well, I can't say I have a favorite memory other than the fact that he helped the Blue Jays win a second consecutive World Series. he was only here for a very short time. He was here from the trading deadline to the end of the season, and after the season he went back to Oakland. So, you know, he automatically became the leadoff hitter when he came here. That pushed everybody else down one in the order, so it just made everybody else in the order a better hitter. Gave the Blue Jays an improvement at leadoff, gave them an improvement at the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth spots down the line. So it was sort of a domino effect. And we talked about how a guy dominated a decade, and I talked about him dominating the 80s. And, you know, he led the American League in steals every year of the 80s, except for 1987, when it was shortened for him due to an injury. And he led Major League Baseball in steals in five of those seasons. And in that decade, he not only set his record of 180 steals, he stole 838 bases. Second place in that decade, Tim Raines, who was nearly 300 behind at 583. So for a whole decade, he averaged more than 30 steals a season, better than the second place guy in the league. That, again, is an amazing stat to me, that a guy could play that well for that long, be that durable, and risking injury every time he dove into second base. Not only second base, he stole third base many, many times, had lots of games where he stole more than one base. Very much a different type of ball player. I'm old enough to have seen Lou Brock play, so I can make a comparison. Totally different players, totally different eras. It's unfair to compare their numbers because they did play in such different eras, but Ricky Henderson certainly turned the game around. No question about that in my mind.
Great stuff. That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're obviously talking Ricky Henderson passing and his greatness on the baseball field. I'll tell you my memory, which I'm sure you guys have the same memory. Watching him pull second base out of the ground when he became the king, the leader. That just resonates, I'm sure, in everybody's mind about Ricky Henderson. So, hey, an unbelievable talent. We were great. We were blessed to be able to watch this man perform the way that he did on a baseball field. And thoughts and prayers go out to his family and everybody that he touched. I do want to get into some of the other news, John, that I've seen from Major League Baseball, which is a ton, let's be honest. So much happening with free agency. I don't know if this catches your guys' eye the same way it catches mine, but the Yankees lose Soto, right, to their neighbor, which is crazy, but it is what it is. But then they go and they pick up Paul Goldschmidt. I just wonder, yeah. John, how good of a move is that, under the radar, kind of speaking? I mean, we all know how good Paul Goldschmidt is, but I see him fitting in extremely well with the Yankees and everything that they do, and that's just another really, really tough bat in that lineup. So you lose one guy, but then you get a Paul Goldschmidt. Like, I know it's a one-year deal. I know that it's not the same star status with Soto being a lot younger, but I hate to say it. I saw Paul Goldschmidt. I know what this guy can do. I think this is an incredible pickup, John.
Yeah, and it's actually the second piece of a pickup when you think about it, because earlier in the week they picked up Bellinger from the Dodgers, which does a couple of things. It strengthens them defensively in center field, and the Yankees' outfield has never been stellar. In recent years, has never been stellar defensively in the outfield. It allows them to move Judge back to right field to take Soto's place on the field. On the infield, they need a good defensive first baseman because, again, infield defense is not the Yankees' strength. The fact that they've got a guy like Goldschmidt over there now that can save each of the other three infielders probably 3 to 5 errors a season, that helps to help the Yankees. I think I'm like the Cardinals. I'm not a Yankee fan for obvious reasons, living in an American League East city. I don't like seeing players from teams that I like to watch go and play for the Yankees. That's just the way that I am. But I think it's a great move for him, an opportunity for him to perhaps win another World Series before he goes out. He's a former NL MVP, hell of a class player. I think it's a great move for the Yankees. I'm just going to get a little upset when I see him come to Toronto in those road grays of the New York Yankees.
Has anything caught your eye in free agency that we should be aware of before we switch and talk a little hockey real quick?
Nothing really. Yeah, a couple of surprising signings. I think the one that really shook me was Severino signing with the Oakland Athletics, or the Athletics Baseball Club, as they're now going to be known while they're in transition to Las Vegas. I thought that was a lot of term. I thought it was a lot of money for a guy to go to a team that really was not going to be a contender. I suspect it was a business decision on both sides. He was looking for a term, and he was looking for dollars, and the Athletics were looking for a way to reach that minimum salary so that they can qualify for the compensation payments and the revenue sharing. So it was a business deal from both sides, kind of, quote, a marriage of convenience, if you wish. That was the one that really struck me. I guess Max Fried going to the Yankees for the money that he got 8 years surprised me a little bit. I thought he was probably going to fall into the six-year category. I was a bit surprised to see the Yankees go 8 years on a starting pitcher, but starting pitching is the king of the game, as we know. We've talked about it many, many times, and I guess if you're the Yankees, you have to strike while the iron is hot, and they're obviously upset about losing the World Series, so they had to do something. They've gone out and done it.
And then real quickly, John, before we let you run, anything going on in NHL hockey that stands out to you right now?
Well, I think the New Jersey Devils probably is the biggest surprise to me. I mean, I thought they were a pretty good team going into the season, and here they are with a lead over the Washington Capitals. They have played four more games than the Capitals, but they've been a surprise. Winnipeg has been a nice surprise. They started out very quickly, went into a little bit of a slump. They've picked it up again. All of a sudden, they now have a five-point lead over the Minnesota Wild. And Dallas slipping a little bit in the last couple of weeks to fourth place in that division has surprised me a little bit. That, to me, is a much better hockey club than a fourth-place team. The Leafs went into Dallas on Wednesday night, handled them pretty easily. I thought it was going to be a tough game. I was very pleasantly surprised that the Leafs went in and beat Dallas. Yeah. But other than that, it's been pretty much as we expected.
Hey, good stuff as always, John. I hear the music. We've got to run. Appreciate you. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
And thanks for adjusting time with us. I do appreciate it. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey like nobody's business. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and you could be part of the program as well, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, just so people know, we do know what's going on in the sports world. Thursday, it kicked off in the NFL where the Chargers came back from behind against the Denver Broncos, 34-27. Then on Saturday, we were blessed with two NFL games, Mike Wilson. Not one, but two. The Chiefs and the Texans, Patrick Mahomes being all kinds of banged up and this and that and the other. Dude is a freaking stud. I'm sorry, people, but if you don't appreciate that greatness, man, I don't even know if I can freaking be in the same room with you people, okay? Dude is special. Dude is amazing. The Chiefs win 27-19 over the Texans. The Ravens get it done over their rival in the Steelers. I know that doesn't make you too happy, but to me, this was a must-win game for the Ravens. They really needed to ball out. They need to show up. 34-17 was the final with that one. And obviously, hour two, we'll get more into the NFL, but just want to let people know we are aware of what's going on in the sports world. We're not just wrapped up in the college football thing. We know about what's happening. And speaking of that, let's go a little NBA real quick, my friend, and then we'll jump back to the college playoff, and we'll talk about the matchups that are coming up next week. Look, man, not a big deal, but the Milwaukee Bucks did show up through the Emirates tournament pretty well, and I do think that they have turned a corner to a certain degree, Mike Wilson, and I think that the expectations have now changed a little bit for me about what I think the ceiling can be for them moving forward. With that being said, though, they play a game right after that. I know they played without Dame, but they play Cleveland, and Cleveland gives them the business once again. And right now they're really struggling playing against a Cleveland team that is actually pretty damn good. As we all know, they're the best team in the Eastern Conference right now. 2.5-game lead over your Boston Celtics. The Bucks have jockeyed themselves back up in the top five, and I believe that they will stay in the top five, six the rest of the way. And hopefully, you know, look, when you look at the standings, I don't think they're going to be able to catch Cleveland. I don't think they're going to be able to catch Boston. When you look at the loss column, 4 for Cleveland, 6 for Boston. The Bucks have 12 losses. That means they're 6 behind Boston in the loss column. They're 7 behind them in the win column. They're 10 behind Cleveland in the win column. They're 8 behind them in the so you get what I'm saying. I think that might be too much to ask for, but I do believe they can get to the 3 spot, and that right now is being held by the New York Knickerbockers. And I just want to ask your thoughts and your opinion about New York right now. Are they underachieving? Are they about where you thought they'd be right now with a new cast of characters out there on the floor? Where are you on the New York Knicks? Because before the season, lots of people extremely high on the New York Knicks. Where are you on the New York Knicks?
they're right about where I thought they'd be. With their, you know, they got some new toys to play with, right? You know, Mikal Bridges and they got Cat right before the season started, Carl Anthony Towns. They're right there, where I thought they'd be, like I said, simply because you integrate, you get new guys and you get some fairly dynamic guys added to the team. It takes a little bit, and everybody knows that. It takes a little bit to kind of form the chemistry, form the bond with their teammates. And you know, I know that people made a big deal out of Mikal Bridges. He's joining his Villanova guys, right, in New York. But he hasn't played with his Villanova guys since Villanova. So that takes a little bit of adjustment there. So they're right where I thought they'd be. They're certainly a quality team in the East. But, you know, barring injury, I can see them sitting right there at about 3, Orlando 4. You know, the one team in the East that I'm a little disappointed in, I kind of expected a little bit more out of them, was Indiana. Indiana right now sitting at the 8th spot. They're 13-15. They're 11.5 games back of Cleveland. They're 9.5 games back of Boston. And they had a pretty successful season last year. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Granted, they were swept. Sure. But there was expectations, and right now Indiana's not meeting those expectations. But as far as New York, they're right where I thought they'd be at this point in the season.
Yeah, and speaking of expectations, Philadelphia definitely not living up to the expectations
right.
either. And a lot has to do with Joel Embiid and Paul George. We know the situation. Speaking of situation, let's jump out to the phones, baby. Let's hook up with good old MISM. He wants to chat with us a little bit about whatever. I don't even know what's on his mind. So we're going to find out. Hey, Mitch in Santa Monica, you got the Dorfman, you got Mike Wilson, and the world is yours, man. We're just squirrels trying to live in it. So what's up? What's up with the hammy, man? Give us a hammy report, by the way. How's the hammy? MISM, are you there? Maybe he's not there. I don't know. Thought we had MISM, but maybe we don't have him. Anyways.
You're on mute?
we know. If he's there, he's definitely not going mute. We know that. Anyways, let's get back into this. Oh, MISM, are you there?
Oh, there we go.
I'm here.
Are you there?
I am here.
Okay, what's up, man? I mean, I thought you were there, but then you weren't there, and now you're there. So give us what you got.
The hammy's doing fine. All right, let's get right to the chase.
Good.
I am really sick and tired of all this college football, not even overreaction first round, but the overreaction pre-tournament. I mean, it's just been ridiculous. First of all, don't give me this, next year they're going to reseed it because, you know, Boise State shouldn't be, you know, get a bye, and Arizona State shouldn't get a bye. And here's the deal. You win your conference championship, you deserve to get something for that. If we reseed, it takes the conference championships, which, by the way, the other week were so freaking enjoyable and fun to watch and exciting, you would rate them meaningless. And then you know what else it would do? It would force those slackers from the Golden Dome, Notre Dame. The only way that they would get a bye is they have to freaking finally join a conference. So you cannot penalize these teams that win out their conferences, and then you take those conferences and you seat them, and then you fill in all the losers that didn't play those extra games in all the other positions. Now let's just take also, now let's see these first-round games. Yeah, they were blowouts. Yeah, is Indiana maybe what we thought they were? Possibly, but here's the deal. Don't blame Indiana. You got to blame the Big Ten. The Big Ten is now the Big 18. I mean, when you've got 18 teams, you might be playing a bunch of duds. I mean, hey, when the Big Ten was the Big Ten, you had every year you playing everybody. You had 5 games over your conference games. And it was everyone had to play Ohio State. Everyone had to play Michigan. Everyone had to play Wisconsin. And Purdue was usually in the mix there. You know, Northwestern was nothing. Indiana was nothing. So you had a couple of passes. But it was a truly big powerhouse conference. Now when you've added some scrubs in there, Indiana just did what they did, okay? And you can't fault them for that. We've heard that before. So they get in, and they were able to do their thing. And you know what? What's going to happen? Hopefully they don't touch the system. And Indiana is going to upset a Notre Dame. Or maybe Tennessee might beat Ohio State. I mean, please.
Look.
We have to see this tournament. And by the way, if you go to 16 teams, it'll make this thing a complete joke.
Look, look. Here's my problem with it. I'm not talking about reseeding, okay? I think when you're playing in a tournament like this, I'm going to compare it to the tournament, which is March Madness. And obviously, it's not the same, but my point is the same. They're always playing, for the most part, in neutral sites, MISM. And when you reward an Ohio State with a home game against a visiting team at this point in the season, to me, that's unfair. I'm sorry, man. But that, to me, it's not about reseeding to tweak it. It's about making these games neutral and making these games a little bit more fair. And then don't give me the argument, well, they deserve to have that home game because they did whatever they did throughout the season. I think that's a bunch of nonsense. I'm sorry. I don't buy into that. And I think if you want to have a really, really good, solid tournament, the best way to have a good, solid tournament, in my humble opinion, is have neutral fields, have neutral sites, have your fan base travel to that location. Don't have your fan base be at home waiting for this. So to me, the mistake really wasn't the seeding factor. The mistake to me is how they rolled this tournament out. And again, this is the first time around. So I understand that mistakes are going to be made. But with that being said, you know, the way that SMU was able to play Clemson the week or two before, where they were getting their butts handed to them, but they're actually at a neutral site where, you know, the crowd could have been 60, 40, whatever it was. It doesn't make a little big difference in that sense. But I think you get my point. It's a neutral site, and you don't have to deal with that crowd noise quite as much. You don't have to deal with the nagging from the fans all that much. I think there is something to what I'm saying, and I think that to make it more fair, they should come up with neutral sites. And again, I said this to Mike earlier. Hey, have them play at the Rose Bowl. Have them play at the Peach Bowl. Have them play at these places that are neutral sites where your fan base will have to travel and go to. That's all I'm asking for, MISM.
But, Andy, how can you then expect the fan base to travel in consecutive weeks to all these places? The first round
in
the home stadium.
You know what, my friend? You know what, my friend? That sounds like real-world problems, okay? And when you talk about that to me, I'm sorry, but when you look at the prices to these games, they're atrocious. They're obnoxious. People are going. People are going, my friend. You know what they say, supply and frickin' demand, okay? So maybe if people going to the games, hold on. Maybe if people didn't go to the games, maybe the prices wouldn't be so astronomical. And maybe it'd be more affordable. Okay, so I'm sorry, but I'm not going with that. You want to know why? Because I'm sorry, it's vacation time. People are on vacation. People are on their break. People will travel. Okay, I'm telling you right now, that argument to me makes no sense anymore, because we see the way that people are when it comes to games, and we see how people are when they want to go see something. They don't give a rat's ass how much it costs, MISM. They're gonna go. So that argument doesn't hold any water to me anymore when I see the prices of games and I see how many people are attending. So you know what? Take that argument and stick it, you know what, where the sun don't shine, because it doesn't matter to me. That's a bogus argument at this point.
The rest of the tournament is held at neutral sites, at the traditional New Year's Day and beyond bowls. Now, in terms of this round, it created new games in new places. It added four new games to the bowl calendar that had never been
done
before.
And And it also gave those universities that hosted those games more money, MISM. So what about the other schools that didn't host the game? What about the SMUs of the world who had to go travel? Look, man, I'm going to take that argument, and I'm just going to destroy it, my friend. I'm sorry, but I... Let's get the college football analyst real quick before we got to take a break. Actually, we're already up against it, but let's take a break, and then when we come back, Mike Wilson, please talk a little sense into both MISM and myself. We got to take a pause for the cause. It's the Dorf on Sports weekend. We'll be right back. Keep it very close, everybody.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and I think we still got MISM with us. That's Mitch in Santa Monica, for those that don't know. Mike, please, try to be the voice of reason for both MISM and myself. Who's more onto something, Mitch in Santa Monica or DOS? And if it's not me, I'm okay with it, bro.
I think both of you have some good points, and I think after this year, I'm not convinced that they won't go to neutral sites. I'm just trying to read tea leaves in terms of what the powers that be are saying. But you know, look, for right now, this is just what we're stuck with. And you know, we were talking about, I think Mitch was talking about, you know, or I forget which one was talking about it, but you know, the money that's generated for these schools, right? The ticket sales go straight to the college football playoff committee, organization, whatever it is. The schools get to keep the parking and the concession sales, which is still that's still a big part of this. But I think moving forward, I just don't think they're going to come off of this home field advantage thing. I just don't see that happening.
All right. We got to take a break. I hear that music. Hour one in the books, baby. Hour two is coming, and that means the NFL, baby. All about the NFL in hour two. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. The Fighting Irish blew past Indiana in the first round of the new 12-team college football playoffs. They win 27-17 and now face Georgia in the All-State Sugar Bowl. On the court, on the NBA scoreboard, the 76ers had a dominant win over the Hornets 108-98. The Bucks, despite coming off a huge win over the Oklahoma City Thunder for the NBA Cup Final, lose to the Cavaliers 124-101. And speaking of the Thunder, they win over the Heat 104-97. And a big slate on the NHL scoreboard, the Capitals win over the Hurricanes 3-1. Maple Leafs pulling out a huge win on the road against the Sabres 6-3. Canadiens win over the Red Wings 4-3. Panthers take an at-home overtime W against the Blues 2-1. Rangers win over the Stars 3-1. Utah Hockey Club win over the Wild 2-1. And the Avalanche take the W over the Ducks, doubling their score 4-2. Week 16 of the NFL continues to roll on as the Chiefs will host the Texans. The Ravens will also host the Steelers in big key matchups. The Commanders and the Eagles will also face off in a big NFC East matchup. The Falcons are expected to cut Kirk Cousins before his $10 million bonus is due. Atlanta gears up to play the Giants at home as Michael Penix will get the start at quarterback. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, Hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. We are at week 16 in the NFL, a point in the season where some teams have waved the white flag, some teams are starting to rest key players if they have a playoff date sewn up, and there are few meaningful games left on the schedule. Even the week 18 Lions-Vikings potential thriller will lack the verve it would normally have if it were like the week 7 matchup of these two teams, as no one is going to expose their best players to potential injury just to get a better seed. Anyway, we're 9-5-1 against the spread, so let's go. Speaking of the 11-2 Vikings, I have a tremendous amount of respect for this team, and many would like to think it's purely the revival of Sam Darnold in their offense. But their defense, led by defensive coordinator Brian Flores, is what's got this team, along with Lions injuries, to control their own destiny to win not only the NFC North, but the NFC's top seed. But many think the schedule left will be challenging for them to accomplish that. And I think it starts at Lumen Field in Seattle, where the Seahawks host the Norsemen in the late window on Sunday. Geno Smith is cleared to be at the helm for the Seahawks after leaving last week's game, one of his poor outings, versus Green Bay. I believe he will bounce back, and for the 8-6 Seahawks, who are tied for first place, they don't have the luxury of any letdown, as only two games separate first and last place in the tightly bunched NFC West. Minnesota has the edge on both sides of the ball, but this pick is purely situational. You'll have the complete attention of the Seahawks based on where they stand, and being at home all week will certainly make them the fresher of the two teams. The Vikings have to hop on a plane to the West Coast off a short week after playing on Monday night while coming off a divisional game and having two big divisional games on deck with Green Bay and Detroit. Seahawks plus the 3. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. It's week 16 of the NFL. Three games have already been played, one on Thursday, two on Saturday, and the rest of the action today on Sunday. Week 16, tons of storylines, tons of playoff jockeying still going on, a big game for the Steelers and Ravens that happened yesterday, a big game for the Chiefs and the Texans that happened yesterday, and a big game on Thursday for the Chargers and obviously the Denver Broncos. The playoff picture is extremely intriguing, Mike Wilson, especially at the top. I mean, come on, man. In the NFC, it's one of three teams that can potentially get it: Philadelphia, Detroit, and Minnesota. And I got to say, my friend, I think Minnesota is probably, if not the biggest surprise all season long, one of the biggest surprises all season long. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely fair with that assessment. For me, today, the game that I'm going to watch today is Eagles and Commanders, for sure. So we'll see what happens there. But Philly's just rolling right now, man.
Yeah, Philly looks pretty good, and they seem to have the right mix, right formula that can give just about anybody and everybody a challenge. We got to take a break. We'll come back, obviously. It's week 16 of the NFL, baby. We can't wait to talk about it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games. The first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. Presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here. Distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. You could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And getting back to something, Mike, you've done a great job with the fan page on Facebook, lots of action, lots of activity, lots of interaction with the fan base. A lot of it has to do, obviously, with the local people and ASU and everything that's going to happen there for them, potentially. They've got Texas on the docket next, and I love seeing that be the Sun Devils getting that many points. I think that's an insult. I'm just saying. I think right. That the way that they've played, that's an ultimate slap in the face. But getting on to bigger and better things here. NFL football, week 16. Let me run through the games. Giants and Falcons. What's interesting about this one, there's a quarterback change in Atlanta, and Michael Penix Jr. is going to get an opportunity. And I love it, man. You and I like this kid at Washington. He can sling it. They're going to have a totally different dimension. I think this offense could finally take off. And you know what? That $100 million that you guaranteed Kirk Cousins, it might be over for Kirk. We'll see what happens. But I can't think of a better game to get the start than against the Giants. So good for Michael Penix Jr. Lions playing the Bears. Lions coming off of that loss. Danny Campbell with a risk with 12 minutes to go in that game with the onside kick doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Doesn't make a lot of sense to you, Mike Wilson. But he likes to play that style. And you know what? His guys love it. So at the end of the day, they're happy. They're in a good place. But now they've got to win some games so that they can have that number one seed. Browns play the Bengals. Bengals are hanging on like to dear life here. But I don't think it's going to happen anyway.
Right.
But I do think the Bengals are out to play good football the rest of the way. And the Browns are just they're just the Browns. Man, the garbage. I'm sorry. Titans playing the Colts. Similar situation here. Colts, you know, they got to win. Titans don't have much to play for. Rams play the Jets. Jets. And, you know, if it were me, I probably would have sat Aaron Rodgers down and see what you got. But ultimately, man, Aaron Rodgers runs things there for the Jets, as we all know. Rams need a victory. They're playing a little bit better. They got a great offense with Puka and Cooper Kupp, who has lately been the decoy. It's insane. Like, it's totally insane to me. Big rival. This is a big game today, my friend. Eagles playing the Commanders, baby. Look, Jaden Daniels has shined all season long. We've had a lot of talk about Jalen Hurts not being a great passer. I'm not sure if A.J. Brown is able to go today or not. I'll have to get a little look at that. But that's an intriguing matchup of division foes. You just never know what could happen. Throw records out the window. But with that being said, the Commanders are not a bad football team. But they're playing the Eagles, and they have an unbelievable defense. And I think they're going to throw the kitchen sink at Jaden. Cardinals playing the Panthers. Cardinals need a win too, man. They just got to keep hanging up, and the Panthers are playing better. It's a road game for the Cardinals. And if I'm not mistaken, I remember a few years back, 59-0 for the Cardinals when they went to Carolina for a playoff game. But, hey, that's just a bad memory. I don't mind, okay? Look, but I think they got to play well, Mike. That's what I'm trying to say. Vikings playing the Seahawks. Look. Big game for both of these teams. Once again, this right. has playoff implications, man. The Vikings win, they might get that number one seed. The Seahawks win, they might win their division. A lot riding on this game, and I think Walker will be playing. So good news for the Seahawks, but they're playing a really tough physical defense. That front four gets after it for the Vikings. Patriots playing the Bills, and the Bills are just rolling, man. Josh Allen probably – look, Lamar statistically is the guy, but Josh Allen on the football field looks to me like the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude is not the turnover machine that he's been in the past season. So I'm impressed with what I'm seeing from Josh Allen and the Bills. The guy has less, and he's doing more. Pretty impressive. Jaguars playing the Raiders. This might be the garbage game of the day, my friend. A combined win total of these two teams is, I think, 6, and the losses is 23. Are you? Why play this game, for crying out loud? All right, 49ers playing the Dolphins. The Dolphins are very banged up, man. Tyreek is questionable. I think Waddle the same. Like, they're just and not to say that the Niners are banged up as all hell too, but the difference is the Niners have been banged up all year, Mike, and maybe they're just more used to playing banged up. Buccaneers playing the Cowboys. Buccaneers need to win, man. The Buccaneers are a dangerous team, I think. I'm being honest with you, man. I think Baker has really turned his career around there. No, he's turned his career around there, man. And I love what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can do on offense. Defensively, they can get after it, too. I think they're a tough out. And then the Monday Nighter, baby, it's in Green Bay. Packers, Saints. No Kamara. I think he might be done. done for the year. So, look, man, I think the Packers all day in that one. That's going to be ugly for the Saints. But a lot of games with a lot of playoff implications, Mike. And I'm looking at one in particular, Vikings and Seahawks. Look, that's a tough place to play. The Packers went there and won. I'm expecting the Vikings to go there and win as well. But you know what? The Seahawks, the 12th man, Geno's banged up. It doesn't look good for them. But Minnesota being a 2.5-point favorite on the road, home right. dog in that yep. situation. Whew, this is a tough game. What say you?
Vikings and Seahawks. Look, Seahawks, it doesn't matter what year it is or whatever or who's quarterbacking or who's coaching. The Seahawks are a different animal at their home field. Whatever they call it now, it used to be CenturyLink, you know, that people call it the Link. They just played tough there. And, you know, you got, like you said, they're kind of banged up. You got a wounded animal, to make that analogy. You got a wounded animal in a corner, backed into a corner a little bit. The wounded animals come out scratching, clawing, biting, whatever. I expect that out of the Seahawks. I actually expect this game to be a pretty close game. I do expect the Vikings to win in the end, but I don't think this is a blowout by any measure.
Yeah, I think it is a very, very good football game. I'm leaning toward the Vikings as well, and a lot of that has to do with, obviously, the way that Sam Darnold has played all season long. I've been waiting right. for the I've been waiting for the ghosts. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, bro. I've been waiting,
right.
and they just
– Yeah.
They haven't appeared. They have not appeared, and he's got a great receiving core. Not a good – a great receiving core. And Addison has really picked it up this year with
yes,
Sam Darnold.
Yes.
That offense is tough, bro. I think the Vikings are a good football team. I do think that's going to be a fun one to watch. Another one, then you heard me mention it, Eagles and Commanders. Look, I yep. like the Eagles here too, but I think this is a very good football game. And I think the Commanders are a team that we do have to give a little bit of credit to. Jaden Daniels has played fantastic. It's either him or Bo Nix for the rookie of the year, man. I hear the music.
Right.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and obviously we'll continue rapping about week 16 of the NFL, baby. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into my people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. You heard me mention that I thought Josh Allen might be the MVP. I know that statistically Lamar Jackson is, you know, a video game in real life.
Right.
In all honesty, Josh Allen is pretty similar in that sense. Like what he's done this season with the amount of touchdowns, rushing and or passing – I'm honestly extremely impressed. I didn't know if this guy could ever achieve this type of greatness. And in a weird way, Mike, I almost think it's been addition by subtraction. They do not miss Stephon Diggs. Like, it's just the truth, man. They don't miss him. James Cook has really come into his own as a running back. The offense seems to flourish with Josh running things the way that he does. Is he the MVP of this league?
Yeah. Like, there's in my mind, there's just no doubt he's going to win it. He's been, you know, when we talk about college football, Andy, we always talk about guys winning the Heisman, right? And they have a Heisman moment, right? Mm-hmm. Josh Allen has been having those NFL moments to win the MVP, at least to me. And it's one of those things where you just see him do stuff that is, you just shake your head in like amazement, and he gives you the wow stuff too. And you're exactly right with, you know, the whole thing about not missing Diggs at all. Like, let's face it, he was a diva, absolutely a diva. He's kind of that really expensive. He's that really expensive car you want to buy, and you're like, God, I'd look good in that. That's good. Oh man, that thing goes fast. It's a V12 and blah 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 blah. And then you get it, and you're like, man, this is high maintenance. This is not what I expected. And so, they get rid of him? What does Josh get? Josh gets other guys stepping up. They get Amari Cooper, who's not Diggs. But he's a solid pro. He's professional. He can make the catches. He's gonna take pressure off of Allen as well. And like you said, James Cook has been a monster for them. And it's just been a really good balance. And when you have balance, you and I both know, when you have balance in an NFL offense, you keep that defense on their toes, because you can't sit there and put 8-9 guys in the box and be like, okay, we're just going to stop the run, or drop everybody in the zone coverage and have a 3-man rush or a 4-man rush, and everybody else is just defending the pass. Buffalo keeps people off balance. They've been doing it all season. Allen's been the key to that. He wins the MVP. I think it's not even close. I really don't. I think this is Josh Allen's year to win the MVP, and I don't think the voting for it will be that close.
Yeah, I extremely impressed with how Josh has prepared himself for each and every game this season. Look, you know me, man. I've been extremely hard on him. I call him the turnover machine. He's turned it around this year. So I got to give credit where credit's due. Okay, so we go from potentially talking about the MVP to talking about a rookie getting his first start now. And I'm talking about Michael Penix Jr., who will be starting for the Atlanta Falcons today at home against the New York Giants. They have decided to put Kirk Cousins on the shelf and that $100 million that they have guaranteed him. Look, I think that they're going to have a dimension that they haven't had with Michael Penix Jr. He can throw the ball downfield a lot better than Kirk Cousins can at this point in his career. And I think this is going to open things up for Drake London, other guys to go out there and have some big pass play potential. I also think it could potentially help Robinson in that running game to a certain degree as well. My question to you here is, first and foremost, what are your expectations for Michael Penix Jr. today? And then also, maybe, like, do you think this decision took too long to happen? They're 7-7 on the season. They basically need to win out to have any shot. Michael Penix Jr.'s expectations today, and then do you think it took too long for this move to happen?
I think the expectations with Penix need to, you know, I think with people and even himself need to be a little tempered. This is his first start. Granted, he's going against a Giant team that's just in shambles. Like, it's, they haven't had a good year. They've had just a lot of controversy in letting their starting quarterback go and, you know, all that kind of business. But I think if the Falcons are going to, you know, if this is the moving forward part for the Falcons with Penix and letting Kirk Cousins kind of go, I think they got to get him into a rhythm early. Don't be asking him to throw the ball, drive the ball downfield with big gains and all that. And I'm not saying just have him, you know, just have him check, be a check down Charlie kind of quarterback, but I'm like, get him in rhythm. Timing patterns, slant, stuff across the middle, throws that are, that he can make. I mean, we both know he's accurate as you know what with the football based on what we saw at Washington.
Right.
But get him in a rhythm early. You get Penix hitting some slants, hitting some comebacks, hitting some back shoulder fades. He's going to gain confidence, and he's a guy that, like we said, he, you know, he's accurate, but he's also a rookie. So you got to give him a little, you got to give him a little bit of a chain, be like, hey, don't get too crazy, but make him get into a rhythm. And I think it's going to end up well for Michael Penix. But I mean, you can say that with any quarterback, but especially for a quarterback, a rookie quarterback starting his first game, with what, 3 games left in the season. I think that's what they have to do. And if they do that, the confidence is going to grow, and then they will absolutely move forward. And I think the whole thing with, you know, did this take too long? Probably. But when you're paying Kirk Cousins the kind of money you're paying him, you and I both know that plays a part. You don't want to see a guy sitting on the bench who you're paying $100 million guaranteed to, at all. But now I think the Falcons are like, it's almost, I don't want to say desperation mode, but I think they're to a point where it's just this is their best option in their mind, and I think it probably will be. I think the world of Michael Penix Jr. But like I said, get him in a rhythm early, and don't ask too much out of him moving forward. So, I mean, what do you think, Andy? What do you think with the questions that you asked me? What do you think with those two questions in terms of Penix and, you know, and Kirk Cousins and all the mess that's kind of in Atlanta right now?
I think the problem with Kirk Cousins was he had 18 touchdowns and he had 16 interceptions. That ratio is just that's a losing formula, because when you think about it, he tosses the ball all over the yard, 3,500 plus yards. That puts him right neck and neck with Jared Goff, who's got a little over 3,700, and Joe Burrow with 3,800. Right. Look, the point is, though, is there's too many for his team and there's too many for the other team. I think that was the issue with Kirk Cousins, and I think as far as Michael Penix Jr. goes, you got to give a guy a shot. He's been watching on the sidelines for 15, 16 weeks now. If you don't have it by now, I think that, you know, you're in trouble at that position in general. I do think the Giants are going to throw everything at him. I think it might take him a quarter or so to kind of figure out what's going on the field. But I do think that the Falcons have more weapons. They have enough to get by this game. And I think that they picked the perfect scenario for Michael Penix Jr. to walk into. So I expect him to go out there and I expect him to play well. I expect him to win today. I expect them to be in a position to be in the postseason. I don't know if they're going to, but I do think they move forward with Michael Penix Jr., and I think it gives them the best opportunity to win right now. Okay, so I got to get this in before the break, because we do picks at the at the next segment. How disappointed are you with Caleb Williams? I mean, both of us were not high on this guy coming in, but ultimately, do you think this guy is going to be an NFL quarterback in 5 years?
You know what? I actually do, but it's not so much based on his talent. Well, I'm kind of getting caught up with what I'm saying here. Caleb Williams' problem is the Chicago Bears, because, you know, I know I said this at the beginning of the year. Look, Caleb Williams' development is based on, do they keep their coach? Do they keep an offensive coordinator? Well, they haven't done that. So, you know, that throws a monkey wrench into it, but I hear the music, so I know we got to get the break.
All right, cool. Thank you, brother. We'll take a pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we'll obviously go through our game picks for the day's action. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and you could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, real NFL games, week 16, action coming at us, tons of playoff implications in a lot of these games. This one is for one team. It's not for the other team. Falcons and Michael Penix Jr. getting his first start as an NFL quarterback, QB1, going up against the Giants. A really, really good situation, if you ask me. I'm going to ride that momentum of Michael Penix Jr. coming into the scene very late in the season, and I think the Falcons get a nice victory today over the Giants. And you know what? They're feeling really good about themselves, and they're wondering why they didn't make this change a week or two, maybe earlier. I got the Falcons winning against the Giants, but it might be a little tougher than some think, at least in the first half. So I got the Falcons and Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, I got Michael Penix and the Falcons today too. I think the Falcons win by a couple of tutties today.
Lie downs in the Chicago Bears. Look, man, the Lions took an L. They played a game against the Bills. The Bills were all that and a bag of chips, ready for that game. I think this is a game where it kind of sucks if you're the Chicago Bears, because you're playing the Lions after a letdown to a certain degree. They were in front of their home fans. They were jacked up about playing a really good football team in the Bills from the AFC and trying to flex their muscles a little bit. Danny Campbell got a little risque and went for something with 12 minutes left in the game that you, myself, and most people wouldn't do, but he did it. Look, I think this is a redemption game to a certain degree for the Lions. I think the Lions win pretty big. I got the Lions winning at Soldier Field in Chicago today.
Yeah, look, anytime the Lions and Bears get together, I think of the Wizard of Oz, and you got Lions and Tigers and Bears. Oh my! But I don't think there's going to be any oh my today. I think the Lions go into Chicago and take care of business pretty resoundingly.
All right, we got the Browns and the Bengals. Look, man, I find it really hard to trust the Bengals in general, because every single time, right, I do trust them, they have a much closer game than they should. However, the scenario is this. The Bengals need to win out. They need some help from the Colts. They need some help from Denver, that kind of thing, where those teams lose. It's all laid out right in front of them, okay? And I know Joey Big Game is ready to play each and every week. They got the Browns,
right,
who have three wins on their frickin' schedule. If you don't beat the Browns, you don't deserve to go to the postseason. So for that reason alone, I'm taking Joey Big Game in a must-win situation against Jameis, who throws one to me, you, and everybody, including his own team. I'm going to take Joey Big Game in a huge, huge moment. The Bengals have to win today. I got the Bengals.
Yeah, I got the Bengals as well. And we don't have, look, we don't have to worry about Jameis throwing picks today because he's not playing with it. They got like the kid from UCLA, Dorian Thompson, DJT or something like that. But I don't think it's going to matter. Bengals all day today.
Yeah, I like the Bengals. Titans playing the Colts. Another situation where the Colts need to win. The Titans stink. It's just the facts. If you don't win this game, Indianapolis, you do not deserve to even have a shot at making the postseason. Anthony Richardson, be a little careful with the ball here and there, and ultimately you guys should win based on talent alone. I'm taking the Colts in another must-win situation for this team. Colts win at home.
Yeah, I got the Colts too, but you know, the Colts are only 3.5-point favorites, so I don't know. Vegas thinks something out of the Titans can keep them in the game, but I got the Colts today.
I think it's more just about the Colts. They haven't lived up to what people thought they could do, and ultimately,
right,
they've had a couple of different things happen with them at quarterback, but now they got their guy for the remainder, and I don't think they're going to turn back on Anthony Richardson moving forward. Rams at the Jets. Two teams going in completely different directions. Like, let's be real. The Rams, in my humble opinion, man, if the Rams get in, they're a scary team, okay? That offense is electric. The defense is pretty good. A good running game, really good passing game, a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. Give me the Rams, man. I'm sorry. And I know that Aaron Rodgers is a Super Bowl-winning quarterback too, but that's many moons ago, and they're just not playing for the same thing as the Rams. Give me the Rams today.
Yeah, give me the Rams all day on this. But really quick, Andy, I just want your view on the whole Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we all know he's going into the Hall of Fame, but this stuff late in his career, just being real sketchy about stuff and just slamming other people and all that kind of stuff, is it hurting his legacy a little bit?
Look, I think there's a lot about Aaron Rodgers to like, but I also think there's a lot about Aaron Rodgers not to like. We've seen what he does to teams. It's not pretty. I'm sorry, but it's just the truth. When he's winning, things are great. When he's losing, it's everybody's fault but his. So I think there's a problem with a guy that's so focused on himself. That to me is an issue, especially late in your career when you don't have the same juice that you've had throughout your career. So I think my feelings about Aaron Rodgers are pretty clear. I respect what he did for the Green Bay Packers, but I would have respected him a hell of a lot more had he walked away from the game when he should have walked away. Eagles, right, Commanders, this to me is a great game. And I think that the Eagles will wind up winning this game. But I think that Jaden Daniels is going to show them a thing or two. But the Eagles are going to come up with a defensive player too. And I think that that's the difference in this game. Give me the Eagles in a really close game. And I think their experience is what kind of gets them over the hump in this one, Mike. I'll take the Eagles.
Yeah, I'll just say ditto to everything you said about this game. I got the Eagles by a touchdown.
The Cardinals playing the Panthers today on the road. Like I said, I recall a time when the Cardinals went to Carolina and they lost 59-0 in a postseason game. And you remember me saying this probably, like, they hadn't recovered from that for a very, very long time. I do think they've recovered. I think that they're a football team that actually has overachieved this year to a certain degree. And the fact that they are where they are gives them a lot of hope, a lot of inspiration. And a lot of that has to do with Kyler Murray. And I think that the Panthers playing Bryce Young against Kyler Murray, the Cardinals are going to be ready for that. Like he probably wants to be a lot like Kyler Murray, but he's just not like Kyler Murray yet at this stage in his career. I got the Cardinals winning this game on the road, man. And I think that they're hungry to be in this division race all the way to the end. So I'll take the Cardinals winning on the road this week.
Now, we talk about teams a lot of times, Andy, taking steps to be a playoff team. This is one of those things where you got to take a step to be that playoff team for the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals get it done. I think the Cardinals win, you know, between like 7 and 10 points today.
Yeah, I think it's a game where the Cardinals, they look like they're clicking. That's kind of what I'm going to say on that one. Vikings playing the Seahawks, man. I think this is a challenging game for the Vikings. I really do. I think they're the better football team on paper by far. The record would suggest that as well. Vikings are 12-2. They're in the mix for potentially having home field advantage throughout the postseason. And I think that that is a shock to everybody. I think that continues, man. I think it might be heartbreak for the Seahawks, because a couple few weeks ago, I thought they might be the best team in the division. Injuries have kind of piled up on them, and it's happened at the wrong time of the year. I'm going to take the Vikings in a close one. It could come down to the last possession, to be honest with you, but I think the Vikings squeak it out.
Yeah, no, I got the Vikings in this one. I think this game is between 3 and 7 points. That's how close I think this game is going to be. But I think the Vikings find a way, make a stop, get a pick, get a turnover of some sort to win the game.
Patriots play the Bills. Look, man, I think Josh Allen just keeps it rolling, and I think the Patriots, there's not a lot to really discuss when you're talking about this game in general. The Bills just, they have a better team. They're going to the postseason. They potentially could get to the Super Bowl and win it all. And you lose to the Patriots, that kills your momentum. Give me the Bills all day, brother.
Yeah, the Bills, this is going to be a rout. I don't think this is close at all.
Jaguars and the Raiders, man. Look, I have a hard time knowing who the hell's on the football field for either one of these teams. It's just been that kind of a year, and Anthony Pierce just struggles with this squad. They're ever since they let Davante Adams go, they're a disgrace. Like, let's keep it real. Yeah. With that being said, I'm gonna take the Jaguars to win this one on the road in a completely meaningless football game, Mike.
Talk about, this is the crappy game of the day for sure right here. You know what? Just to be contrarian, Andy, I'm going to take the Raiders at home.
All right. Sounds good to me. That's fair. 49ers and Dolphins. Look, I think that these two teams, unfortunately, a lot of injuries for both of them throughout the year, as we know.
Right.
I think the 49ers are a little bit more accustomed to playing hurt and beat up. I don't think the weather is going to be much of an issue at all. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'll take the 49ers on the road against the Dolphins today.
I'm actually, my fins are so beat up. I just don't think that they can recover. I think the Niners are just built a little bit different than the Dolphins, too. I think they, like you said earlier in the show, the 49ers have been dealing with injuries a lot longer. I'm going to take the Niners on the road today.
All right. The Buccaneers playing the Cowboys. Again, two teams going different ways. Buccaneers have a lot to play for, and they're a dangerous football team. I got the Buccaneers winning this one in Big D. What say you?
Yeah, I got Tampa Bay on the road being victorious.
Monday night in Lambeau, in Green Bay. Green Bay Packers, New Orleans Saints. I think this is a rout, man. Give me Jordan Love and the Packers all day, my friend.
Yeah, Love's going to light the field up. This is a rout. Yeah, I got the Pack.
Great work, my friend. We got through the games. As people know, we come back and do what we call parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. He'd be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back in for the the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and at this time we do our parting shots. But before we do that, you can always follow us, you can talk to us and hang out with us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike Wilson, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
My part, I got a couple of them, Annie, and they both deal with the NBA. And I know there's a lot of negative thought with the NBA. Ratings are down, the whole thing. I'm still an NBA guy. I still like watching basketball, man. I don't care if ratings are down. They're still the same with me. My first one is Victor Wembanyama. 30 points and 10 blocks. 10 blocks. So in wow. reality, he kept 20 points off the board. With
at least
10 blocks.
At least. A 3-point
yeah.
or two. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, shout out to him for that. And then the other shout out that I want to give is to my boy Jason Tatum. Last night against Chicago, a 40-point triple-double. Hasn't been done since Larry Bird.
Good stuff. My parting shot is this, baby. Week 16, playoff implications like crazy. Support your squad. Go have a great Sunday. Enjoy the day watching the NFL. It's the greatest game on earth. For Mike Wilson, John Poulter, and Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.